Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, 9:06 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Hope you had a great 3-day weekend with President's Day. It was nice to take a break, and hopefully you're back to it this Tuesday. I always like those 3-day weekends because not only do you get Monday off, but then the next work week's just 4 days. So that's pretty neat. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got a lot of local news and happenings to cover, taking a look at some items throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll start with some news actually up in Salt Lake City, but involving a local person, where the Utah Office of Tourism announced their new managing director after more than a decade of the Utah Office and Film leadership of Vicky Valera. Her retirement is coupled with the announcement of Natalie Randall being announced as the Office of Tourism new managing director. Randall, of course, previously was the San Juan County Economic Development Director and Visitor Services. So Randall coming from San Juan County and now the head of the Utah Office of Tourism. The release talks about some of the accomplishments of the Utah Office of Tourism during the previous leadership of Valera, including the Mighty Five campaign, which was focused on the five national parks and had tremendous success globally. A bunch of other items as well, but that'll definitely be the first item there on Valera's resume. Randall comes in and is in a position of strength to lead the Utah Office of Tourism, says Ryan Starks, who's the executive director of the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. Stark said, quote, Natalie's experience in destination marketing and managing, along with her proven ability to navigate complex policy issues, makes her uniquely qualified to assume this role, Stark said. Said that she will play a vital role on the state's executive leadership team to advance the nation's best economy and quality of life. Rural communities play a vital role in Utah's visitor economy. The Utah Office of Tourism says it strives to instill the responsible tourism stewardship while also strengthen the state's economy. Focus on rural communities, notably through film production in Utah's landscape, has been a highlight of the office and partners at the Utah Film Commission. As mentioned, Randall comes into the role previously, the Economic Development Director and tourism head in San Juan County. Before that, she was with the Utah Tourism Industry Association. Excuse me. After that, between those two, she was the executive director of that association since 2021, and also served as the vice chair of the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Sales, Utah Board of Tourism Development, Rural Opportunity Advisory Committee, and State Workforce Development Board. Randall was honored to accept the responsibility and statement. She said that she's inspired by the momentum that we've created as an industry. She said tourism is a significant piece to Utah's economy and represents the pride we have of our communities throughout the state. Adding our distinctive landscapes and unique offerings are why people choose to live, work, and play here. She said she's thrilled and deeply honored to have been chosen to continue carrying that message.
This is Bill Boyle. Good morning, David.
Morning, Bill.
That is awesome news. Natalie Randall is a force, a resident of Monticello until just very recently, and now we know why they headed up to the Wasatch Front. She was able to do her prior job from Monticello, a statewide effort, but of course she'll be right up there in the Halls of Power in Salt Lake. It's a tremendous break, a good thing for her, of course, but also for the Red Rock country. She knows and loves this country very, very well, and yes, congratulations to Natalie.
Yeah, congratulations to Natalie Randall. And yeah, again, a unique opportunity for the area of, you know, having someone at the state powers that really understands southeastern Utah. You know, a lot of times I don't know, people maybe think, oh yeah, I've been to Moab and, you know, spent some weeks there in, you know, state capacities, but Randall's lived here, you know, for quite a few the past, I'm not exactly sure how long, but I think near a decade almost. But
yeah.
But again, it's a an understanding of the area and the challenges and the wants. So yeah, it should be good news for the Red Rock Country.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, and congratulations to Randall.
Two key members of state government now, Natalie Randall, the director of the Office of Tourism, and Brian Redd is the director of corrections, both Monticello residents.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. We've got some news about a case where a federal jury convicted a Utah man for murder in the second degree while in Indian country. Just be aware, some of the details may be disconcerting. According to court documents and evidence provided at the trial, Randy Lansing, age 40, of Aneth, unlawfully, deliberately, and intentionally killed his girlfriend, Tammy Clark, while within Indian country on April 23, 2022. The evidence presented at a trial established Lansing drove Miss Clark, her two young daughters, and a second woman to McElmo Creek on April 23, 2022. When they reached the creek, Lansing parked his blue SUV and started drinking beer with Miss Clark. Upon arrival, Lansing beat the woman in front of her two young daughters and the other woman at McElmo Creek, where she sustained injuries that ultimately resulted in her death. It was horrendous death, and the Utah U.S. Attorney's District Office of Utah made the announcement of the conviction just last week, and sentencing is scheduled for May. But it was a horrendous thing, but good to see some justice dealt out.
Yeah, I imagine the families feel some sense of closure with it. Of course, on the reservation, felony level charges are prosecuted within the federal U.S. federal system, and so this was a federal trial
yeah.
that resulted in this conviction.
Yep. Also noted that the case was investigated by the FBI's office and Monticello agency, as well as the Navajo Nation Police Department jointly doing that investigation. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Protect your business now with Emery Telecom. Our business security systems are designed to provide comprehensive protection for your business, employees, and assets. With our state-of-the-art technology, you can have peace of mind knowing that your business is secure 24/7. Call us now for a free estimate and walkthrough. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, 9:18 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal.
Yeah. Had a great weekend.
Yeah, three-day weekend for most, so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? You just had a great weekend.
Just had a great weekend.
You know, the way you said that, I thought you had something else with it. But.
Well, you know, we didn't do a morning show yesterday, and yeah. so just been thinking about the weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Hope everyone enjoyed it out there. Yeah. Nice 3-day weekend.
Sounds like there may be a storm rolling in here in the next little while. I guess we should announce Tim Root, our weatherman, is under the weather, and we won't have reports from Tim for the next little while. He's been doing this for a long, long time and important part of our Red Rock crew, and we wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, so usually he's on top of the weather, but right now he's under the weather.
Under the weather.
Man. hope he gets feeling better. Yeah, no, we appreciate Tim. Does a nice job for us.
Yeah. But I guess a storm could be rolling in. Take a look at snowpack totals right now. Camp Jackson, which is the one we look at here in San Juan County, 107% of normal for the date, right at 100% of normal in the La Salle Mountains. And if we look at southwest Colorado, if you look at the entire basin of southwest Colorado, so that includes, you know, the San Miguel, Dolores, Animas, and San Juan River basins, 94% of normal. So we're pretty close to normal, and with the storm coming in, it may take it from that 94% right to the 100% that we'd like it to be. Huh. I guess we shouldn't be needing more than 100% is great.
Yeah.
I guess normal. After last winter, I'm still a little bit shell-shocked about how all the snow we got last year. So having a normal winter is good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad after last year. No doubt, no doubt. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a report from Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin, who was in Salt Lake City last week. As part of that, visited with the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Nigrin and First Lady Jasmine Blackwater Nigrin were invited for a conversation with the church leaders. Nigrin said overall it was a momentous occasion. It felt very welcoming. Said it was a huge honor to meet Russell Nelson, president of the church, and express to him on behalf of the many thousands of Navajos who are LDS that we appreciate the work that he's doing and the work that the church does on Navajo. As part of that conversation, the church leaders were interested in President Nigrin speaking the Navajo language, President Nigrin was invited to tour the Missionary Training Center, which includes a language instruction institute there in Provo, Utah, with Nigrin saying he looks forward to touring the language academy so that they can preserve our language as well. Nigrin also thanked the churches for their generous donation to the Navajo people over the decades, whether it's been water lines, food, shelter, clothing, or even helping Navajo children, said Nigrin. The church has been involved in the Westwater Project, bringing water to the Westwater community as well as light utilities. They've been one of the key players, along with the state of Utah and the Navajo Nation, and all the way down to the city of Blanding and the Westwater residents as well, all involved in that that project.
And of course, President Nygren was born in Blanding.
Yes.
Blanding mm-hmm. native.
Yep. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, and there are funeral services today for Bonnie Petty, age 83, of Blanding. They begin at noon at the Blanding North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9:30 to 11:30. There will also be graveside services today in Monticello for Sandy Freestone. They'll be at 2 p.m. at the Monticello City Cemetery. She passed away on February 8th at the age of 68. Funeral services for Daniel Douglas Bandis, age 38 of Blanding, begin at noon on Friday at the Blanding Stake Center of the LDS Church. Visitation from 10 to 11:30. And there'll be a celebration of life service for Robert Lewis Sanders. At 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Sanders, age 77 of Cortez, passed away on February 8th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. We'll go ahead and take a break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Too.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, 9:27 a.m., Bill.
And The Power of Love by Celine Dion that we just heard was the number one song in the land 30 years ago today, 1994. The song was originally recorded by Jennifer Rush in 1984. It was covered by several artists, including, of course, Celine Dion, who went to number one with it. Laura Branigan, Air Supply, a lot of people have covered that song. That's an awesome song. On this day in history, in 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. Still remarkable to me that a little over 7 years later, 1969, men were walking on the moon. That's quite an advance from the first in orbit to the first on the moon in the same decade. Today's National Cherry Pie Day. I guess it's fitting that the day after we celebrate George Washington, who cut down the cherry tree.
Allegedly,
yeah. Anyway, that we celebrate a good old cherry pie. So that's a good American treat is a cherry pie. I read that the Egyptians invented things like pies with fruit filling. Queen Elizabeth had the first cherry pie in England in 1500. But I think the United States, the good old US of A, baseball, hot dogs. Oh, it's apple pie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cherry pie's all right, I guess. I'm not a big pie guy. I do like apple pie, though. So, I don't know.
Well, cherry pie is good. You know, and there's such variety. It's good, but a tart cherry pie.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll think about it because today's National Cherry Pie Day. Landscape photographer Ansel Adams was born on this day in 1902. He did incredible photography throughout the western U.S., but I don't know of a whole lot of work that he did in the Red Rock country. Anyway, he's born in San Francisco and in 1902. Kurt Cobain, the lead singer for Nirvana, was born on this day in 1967. Of course, he died in 1994 at the age of 27. Nirvana, that was quite a development in that music that developed, and Nirvana was the leaders of that. Basketball legend Charles Barkley, 61 years old today, and supermodel Cindy Crawford is 58. Actress Sidney Poitier was born on this day in 1927. He died a couple of years ago. And Walter Becker of Steely Dan was born on this day in 1950. He died in 2017. And another name, I just like to say some names. Hockey legend Phil Esposito is 82 years old today. So
that's a good name.
Happy birthday to Phil Esposito. It just rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Local birthdays today for Matt Kramer, Donna Pribble, Rebecca Hess, and Tina Murdoch. Tina Murdoch is a local resident, and this may be apocryphal, but the story is told that the llama in Napoleon Dynamite is named Tina, and that llama was named after Tina, who was living up in Preston, Idaho at the time that Jared Hess was growing up, the director of the movie. So, what did Napoleon say to Tina as he's taking food out to him?
Something. Tina, you fat lard.
Anyway, happy birthday to Tina Murdoch and everyone else on that list, too. We had, with a big three-day weekend, there were a lot of weekend birthdays. And, you know, as a kid who was born and raised in, or who was born in the summertime and who just really has this, everybody gets a party during the school year except us kids that are born in the summer. So I want to mention the weekend birthdays.
Yes.
Because
Akin to the summer birthdays.
They're akin to the summer birthdays. Weekend birthdays for Zelpha Nelson in Dove Creek, Caleb Bailey, Cole Eldridge, Trevor St. Clair, Ivan Rodriguez, Logan Meyer, Tamara George, Quinn Nebaker, Toby Pearson, Jesse Bingham, Amber Maurer, Melissa Shakespeare, Kitty Barton Young, Christina Montgomery, Leah Barnett, Virgil Smith, Regan Halbert, Emily Boyle, and Miles O'Dell. Happy birthday to everyone. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks, especially to my wife, Emily. Happy birthday, Emily. That was yesterday, but don't worry. I said happy birthday yesterday, too. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a break, send you to the on-air job fair, and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Siffer. It's the calm before the storm with basketball postseason set to ramp up big time for all our teams this weekend. The number 8 Grand County Red Devils have a date with number 1 Kanab in the Utah 2A quarterfinals on Thursday at Southern Utah University. That same night, the Dove Creek Boys begin the Colorado 1A District 1 tournament against Caprock Academy in Olathe. On Friday, it's all Colorado. The Nucla Boys are awaiting the result of that Dove Creek game to see who they'll play in the 1A District 1 semifinals. The Nucla Girls will face DeBeck, and the Dove Creek Girls will play either Caprock Academy or North Park. In the 2A District 3 tournament in Telluride, the Mancos Boys will take on Dolores in a showdown between two of our local teams. The Dolores Girls are playing Ridgeway, and the Mancos Girls will face Telluride. Both Montezuma Cortez teams are playing in the 3A Intermountain semifinals Friday in Bayfield, the boys against Crested Butte and the girls against Ignacio. Then on Saturday, the Utah 1A State Tournament tips off with the number 18 Monument Valley Boys in Tropic to take on number 15 Bryce Valley. The number 14 Monticello Boys will host number 19 Dugway, and you'll hear that one live right here on Red Rock 92 with video on StreamUtah.live. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. And getting it talked about underway. The state basketball tournament's coming up.
Yeah, 1A tournament. The brackets were just released yesterday. Of course,
for
the
Utah.
Brackets. For Utah, yeah. 2A tournament is underway. You know, that'll culminate this week. I guess the Grand Red Devils are the only 2A team still in it. But 1A teams, everyone's set and ready to go. Be a couple of play-in games, but it's going to be fun.
Yep. Yeah, as mentioned in the sports report, Monument Valley traveling to Tropic, Monticello hosting Dugway on the boys' side of the bracket, and the Whitehorse boys, they're in. They'll play at the state tournament against Wendover. That's a 12-seed Whitehorse versus the 5-seed Wendover. That should be a fun matchup in that first round.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to follow. And, of course, on the girls' side, Monument Valley Cougars, number one seeded team, riding high, high hopes, high expectations. That's going to be fun to follow them through the tournament, too.
Yeah, yeah. Whitehorse Lady Raiders are also their number seven seed in that same tournament, Monticello number 14. So, yeah, should be a lot of fun, and, looking forward to bringing you those games. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a quick look at the regional sports report. This weekend was the NBA All-Star weekend, the All-Star game, Eastern Conference defeating the Western Conference 211-186. Looking at players from our regional teams, Nikola Jokic, two-time MVP and MVP of the champion Nuggets last year. He played in the game, had 13 points to go with 9 assists. Four rebounds. Kevin Durant of the Phoenix Suns also played in the game. He ended with 18 points, 5 boards, and 5 assists. And coming off the bench was Devin Booker, who finished with 15 points and 7 assists. Again, East, though, ended up being the winner of that game.
With Damian Lillard as the MVP.
Yep, that's right. Yep, Damian Lillard, MVP of the All-Star game.
They had instead of East and West, they had to do an all defense starting lineup on one side and then all offense on the other, because 211 points. That's
yeah, yep, yeah. The East scored over 50 points in all four quarters.
Wow,
to do that. So, anyways, yeah, pretty boring. I think pretty boring basketball, but it is an honor for those. Players from our regional teams, so congratulations. No games this upcoming tonight or tomorrow even. So again, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. I guess before we get to that, though, Bill's got some news.
Yeah, we're back up and running again. Of course, 92.7 is where we broadcast throughout the Red Rock country, but we have translators in Moab and Cortez that take the signal and strengthen it and rebroadcast on a different frequency. And our frequency in Moab at 101.5 FM has been down for several days. Got it up and running yesterday. Anyway, just very pleased to get that happening. We're at 96.1 in Cortez, and that translator continues to work fine. But we want to thank those who helped us. Invaluable help, tremendous help from people to get us back up and running yesterday, and so we're back up again at 101.5. Many areas of the Moab Valley, you can get us at 92.7, but this 101.5, it comes off of Sand Flat, is where the translator is, and really gives us a good, strong signal. So, it's nice to be back up and running at 101.5 in Moab.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, that'll do it for the morning show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.